All right. It's Thursday at 7:30. My name is Nadav, and you're listening to the Phoning It In radio program. Tonight, over the phone from somewhere in Pennsylvania, is Hunted Creatures. You there, Ryan?
Yes, I'm here.
Where in Pennsylvania are you?
Northwest. It's a town called Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
It's just south of Erie, if anybody's heard of that city.
Okay. Is it a small town?
Yeah, it's a state college town, and... yeah, not very many people. It's a weird town because it's kind of, I don't know, it's got a college there, but it's still a bit rural. It kind of has that feel to it as well.
Yeah. And where are you specifically right now?
Right now, exactly?
Yes.
Well, I'm at my parents' house because they're the only ones with the landline phone because we do not have one at the apartment.
Yeah, I have to profess I don't have one either.
Yeah. When I got that email, I was like, "Uh oh, got to find a backup solution here."
Yeah,
the folks were cool enough to let me come over and use theirs.
So, are there other pictures of you as a kid all over the wall right now?
not in here. Actually, the only picture on the wall is a screen print that I did that they hung up for me. So
nice. So you used to be called Droopy Septum.
Yes.
And now you're called Hunted Creatures.
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything about Hunted Creatures at all?
The actual name isn't particularly heavy, except that just I think I thought of it because I was like trying to catch a lightning bug or something, mm-hmm. and then I pictured that lightning bug being me or something. And I just the name Hunted Creatures came to mind.
Yeah, well, it fits the sound, I think much more appropriately to my mind than Droopy Septum did.
Oh, that's thank you. Yeah, Droopy Septum is just a stupid name. It started as a joke, and then it just went too far, pretty much. And eventually, I was like, "Okay, I'm taking this more seriously than I used to. I need to get more serious about it and change the name."
Yeah. Well, do you have a new CD out?
I have one under the name Droopy Septum.
Mm-hmm.
It came out on New American Folk Hero, which is a label run by Mike Tamburo. If any of you have heard of him,
yep, he's been on the show before.
Yes. That's how I had heard of your show, actually.
Okay.
He's a friend of mine, and he's played up in Edinburgh a lot, and I've gone down and played in Pittsburgh. And I guess he just saw something what I did, and I was really honored that he wanted to release something of mine, so that was really cool.
Great. Do you want to actually briefly just play like a minute of sound so we can make sure everything sounds right?
Sure. I actually have a sound check thing set up for that. So.
Perfect.
Right. Hold on. That sounding okay, or
yeah, I think it sounds really good, actually.
Okay.
It seemed like there was some fuzz in the noise that you were making.
Yeah.
Okay, so that wasn't the phone then.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Do you want to go ahead?
Sure.
All right.
I don't have titles or anything, at least right now. So I think this one's actually called Crackling Ground Bloom, if I'm not mistaken. But here we go.
Thank you. is reconciliation. For some, that has to be done or should be done immediately through perfect contrition, and others through confession.
Hello.
Hey.
I guess that one's over.
It sounded great.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I think you'll be really pleased.
Okay, cool.
And just a sec.
All right.
If you've just tuned in, this is Hunted Creatures. I'm phoning it in. I just had to say that.
Oh yeah, totally.
So you've got 10 minutes left. You're faced with a choice now. If you'd like to play for another 10 minutes, 8 or 10 minutes, or shoot the breeze.
Boy.
No pressure.
Well, I have to say, I mean, I could wing something. I mean, I'm used to improvising, but
That's all right.
I have a little prepared. I mean.
Okay. Well, no pressure. Like I said. So once again, Droopy Hunted Creatures, formerly known as Droopy Septum. You have a new album out. Where can people get that?
Well, there's a couple choices with that. You can get it directly from me, and that would be undercutting the label. No, it's encouraged to get it from any source that you want. You can get it from me for like a couple dollars cheaper than anywhere else. If you just myspace.com/huntedcreatures, you can just send me a message and I'll send you one. I think $6 postpaid. You can get it from New American Folk Hero directly, which their website's down right now.
But they're also on MySpace.
Yeah, you can just go to myspace.com/New American Folk Hero and get one from them, and it might be like 7 or 8. And I think it's about 7 or 8 if you, I know you can get it through Music Fellowship on their website, which is just musicfellowship.com.
Yep.
And then if perchance anybody is listening in the UK or anything, I know that there's a couple distributors over there that have it, Boa Melody Bar and another one, but I forget the name of the other one. That's what I know off the top of my head.
Great. So I guess this is the part that I'm ill-prepared for. the interview.
What's your favorite color?
Well, what color are the walls right now?
The colors of the walls are light blue in sort of like a creamy yellow trim.
Are you in the living room?
No, I'm in my my old bedroom, actually. It's now like a guest room.
Yeah.
And I think it was painting these colors because of my dad's high school colors or something. He liked the colors, which he never seemed to be particularly school-spirited, but for some reason he liked those colors or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. But he decided to paint the room this way.
Yeah. Well, I guess in lieu of asking you how you got into music and all that, I'm actually interested... have your parents listened to your music?
Yeah, they have.
What do they think of it?
They're open to it. Actually, my parents have been, like, the most supportive people, like, they could possibly be. Like, I mean, just, like, helping me, like, carry the stuff to the gigs and things, and, like, they've been to a couple of my shows and stuff. And I don't think that they entirely are, like, into it, per se, but... I think they understand where it's coming from anyway. My mom has taught elementary level art for most of her life, and my dad is a college art professor. And so I think that they understand the mentality of art equaling music, music equaling art, it both coming from this creative expression process and not necessarily needing to follow particular, like, you know, theory and rules and, you know, that sort of idea. In the same way that, you know, abstract painting, you know, broke all the conventions, I think that they can understand that that's equatable to what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds really rare.
Yeah, it is. I'm really fortunate because of it.
Yeah. Another question is, you spent some time in Providence.
Yes.
Providence, Rhode Island, where there's a lot of noise music, to say the least.
Yes.
Would you say that influenced you at all?
I think that I was really thrilled to go there because I think that the scene that was coming from there influenced me before I went. And actually, probably equally to the music was the visual art scene that was coming out of there, the full Fort Thunder thing.
Yeah.
And it just, I mean, everyone from around here, you know, is into, like, a lot of people are into, like, hardcore and punk, and a lot of it seems to be this new, more, you know, newer age, Hot Topic version. And so I grew up around that, and then when I saw what Fort Thunder was doing, I was like, no, that is punk. That is, like, totally do-it-yourself, DIY. I loved it. And a lot of other scenes were doing it, too, but it seemed like Providence was the epicenter. And so I decided to take a summer course for printmaking, and I wanted to get out of Edinburgh. I was really sick of the town because I've lived here my whole life, and I needed an escape just for at least a summer to breathe. Mm-hmm. And so I decided, well, why not Providence? You know, this the scene that has been coming out of there is so cool. And I knew that Lightning Bolt had gone to RISD, and the Talking Heads had, and Mind Flayer and Force Field, etc. And so I was like, well, maybe there's something about this school that, you know, lets you be who you are or whatever. And so I decided to take a course there. And some of my, I guess, like, I was proven right and proven wrong in different ways, but it was fun, and it gave me the breath of air that I needed, and it was a good experience. And it was fun because people were pretty welcoming to me there, and they let me play a couple shows in the area.
Yeah, it's a really collaborative place.
Yeah. I heard it's really going downhill, though, from a lot of people, which is a bummer. A lot of venues closing. And
yeah, I think that's been the major issue, is venues closing, spaces shutting down,
I think
evictions,
it's,
and people just moving out of town.
Right. And there's serious gentrification going on there, like, beyond.
Well, it's the tip of a national trend.
Right.
Historical and, sort of renovation, historical preservation, you know, as luxury condos.
It's, I don't know. I guess, you know, I see it as a downside, but that's probably just because it's so negatively affecting where I want to come from, I guess. But I guess if you're really into historically preserving houses and such, then
right. You're
all about it. But.
Well, we're just about out of time. I just want to put on a Mike Tambura track, since we don't have any Droopy Septum at the radio station.
Alrighty.
But thanks so much for
playing. You not have any? I can send you some.
Okay, fantastic.
I will do that.
Great. Hang on just a sec.
All right.
Any parting words?
Not particularly. Just, I don't know, if you enjoyed what you heard, it's in higher fidelity sound on the MySpace site if you want to check it out there. And shoot me a message. I like to hear from people. So.
All right, myspace.com/huntedcreatures.
Yes.
Check us out online at myspace.com/phoningitin. We've got the schedule for the next couple months up there. Stay tuned right now for Nonstop Ecstatic Screaming, which will be more of what you just heard. And have a good night.